Welcome to Waubonsie Talks, Waubonsie Community College's online forum where we discuss important topics for your academic journey.
Hi, my name is Stephen Miller. I'm the communications manager at Waubonsie Community College, and we are talking today about what the college experience is like. We have two guests with us here today. I'd like for them to introduce themselves. Mary?
Hi, I'm Mary Tosh. I'm the student life manager here at the college, and I oversee student organizations, leadership development, civic engagement, our Gustafson Scholar Program, and a variety of other things.
I'm Zoraiz Asif. I'm the Student Senate President.
Zoraiz, we were talking before we started this, you have an interesting background. Where are you from?
I actually moved to America from Pakistan in 2017, right after I finished high school.
Okay, and you in this area? You live here in the near the campus, or
in I actually live in Aurora, okay. Near downtown Aurora.
Okay, good. Well, welcome both of you. We're talking college experience today and what that's like. So, Mary, as the manager of student life and overseeing a lot of these experiences, do you think there are certain misconceptions among students as they're starting their college journey? What do you see students thinking about as they come into college?
Oh, yes, I do think there are misconceptions. I think when you think about college, everyone has their own kind of thought about it, whether they've seen it in the media or a movie or friends or family or no concept because no one has gone to college. And so some folks, I think some of our students think it's very much like high school. And so they think that classes are going to be that way, that they'll get a lot of extra credit, which is not the case. Some feel like, well, this is really just, you know, high school light. And in reality, they're very challenged by our courses. I also think that students don't know everything that we can offer as a college and how fully engaged our college experience is here. Zoraiz, would you add anything else to that?
I would say that I've either seen people move towards like the fun side of college or too much towards the academic side. I'm a very observant person, and what I try to do is to be in the middle of that. I do try to be involved in clubs and organizations, but I also try to focus on my education as well. And I think that's the best little perfect center place.
And I think, to add on to what Zoraiz said, I think students are different today in that they have many more things pulling at them. Regardless of their age, background, demographic, insert whatever situation that they might have, I think they have a lot more competing demands on their time. And so that makes that college experience, when you have a college experience and whatever that looks like and means to you, that it's impactful and intentional.
So you mentioned students have a lot more competition for their time. There's a lot more going on than maybe in years past. So how can a student balance those things? Do you have any tips on how a student can balance those things and still accomplish their goals here at the college and be involved?
I think I would ask the students directly. I think as a student, I think, you know, the goal always is to complete and to graduate, and that should be at the forefront. But also experience everything that you can, whether that's utilizing the tutoring services, talking with a faculty member inside class, asking questions in class, visiting a faculty member at their office hours, or anything else. Asking friends, have a study group, or be engaged because something's really interesting to you. I think balancing that is about being thoughtful. It's about planning your time appropriately. Time management is so crucial. I think study skills are crucial. I think looking at where your support system is and how they can help balance that load for you. And to really look at what do you need to do versus what you want to do, and what is the appropriate time to do both of those things. So, Zoraiz, what else would you add?
With that, I've kind of, this year, it's been a very successful year for me, obviously. Like, I won the Student Senate elections, and I completed the Engaging Leader Program, and this was my first year to get a 4.0. And kind of with that, what I did is I divided my day into three sections of 5 hours, like 5, 5, and 5, and that 1 5-hour, 5 hours for studying, 5 for working, because obviously as college students, we need to be making some money to, you know, put fuel in our car and hang out with our friends, and then 5 hours for personal time.
It's a good breakdown. I noticed there were 8 hours missing your breakdown.
Eight hours for sleeping because okay. Sleep is, yeah.
All right. All right. That's fair. Good. Well, Mary, so what can or should students be thinking about as they enter their college experience? For thinking particularly first year students, whether they're traditional age students or students out of high school, what should they be thinking about as they begin their college experience?
I think students should be thinking about you're in the driver's seat. We are here to support you and guide you, but your college experience is your college experience and how you want that to go. Sometimes you're going to hit a pothole here or there. Sometimes you're, you know, going to have a misstep or something like that happens. But we have a variety of resources and services as well as caring staff who want to see you successful. But you have to drive that. You as the student really should be thinking about how can I maximize this experience and experience everything that's open. As students, you have a lot of opportunities that are available to you, whether they're free or low cost. This is the one time in your life where you're going to get that. Enjoy it. Utilize it. Take advantage. I think there's so many different ways to experience that based on your unique needs, experiences, and things you want to try.
That's good. So the point of being the student is in the driver's seat. That's very good. Any other thoughts or points that the student should be thinking about?
I would say to get involved right away. Like the orientation is where I met my first friend, and kind of with that experience, that friend taught me about like the different opportunities. Obviously, moving from Pakistan, I didn't know how the American education system worked. So observing them, I learned about all the clubs and organizations that we have. She worked at the Student Life office, and she was like, oh, do you want to work here? Do you want a job? I'm like, sure. And then she was a student senator. That is how I kind of learned about the opportunity, and then I ran, and now I'm where I am today.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
and
sorry.
I would,
I'm sorry. Go
ahead. I would just add to that thinking about you know, Waubonsie offers a full college experience. I mean, we have everything from athletics to independent research opportunities, working with faculty to student organizations, events, intramurals, study abroad, student employment, as Zarace alluded to several of those, and more. It's really about what are the important things to you? How are you challenging yourself? Maybe you want to try something you've never thought about before, something that scares you. Or maybe you want to, like, I really like doing art, and I really want to be engaged in art, or I really love intramurals because I love dodgeball. Whatever it is, chances are we probably have it, or there's a way to make it happen. And so really thinking about this is your time to have that experience. What do you want to experience? I think the other thing to think about is sometimes when you're thinking about your college experience, sometimes it's beyond what's in it for me. Sometimes it's about what you bring. And thinking about how you can gain skills, enhance skills that you already have through a variety of different ways. If you think about people that you admire, you know, that didn't happen overnight. That was through a culmination of experiences, successes, failures, and failing forward and learning from those experiences. And that's what college is about. Try something new you've never thought of before.
So you mentioned a moment ago, Mary, the things that are available here at Waubonsie Community College, a lot of the whole college experience is here. So how much of that, you know, beyond the scope of just Waubonsie here, but what should students be thinking about as far as this college experience as they're choosing a college? Are there any, you know, differences between the college experience that they should be thinking about, 4 year, 2 year, local, you know, out of town, out of state? How does this discussion impact their decision making?
I think focus on your academic program and how important that is to you, but also how does that campus feel? How does that feel to you? Do you have faculty that you can engage with? What are their backgrounds? Do you have opportunities to explore new skills or experiences? Take a class that you never thought you would take, whether that's astronomy or photography. I think as you're thinking about a college and how to choose a college, I think your academics are always important and always first. But what can complement those experiences within the classroom? Because in the classroom, you're going to use some skills, but the things you use outside of those classroom are what's going to help you enhance that collegiate experience.
So, Zarais, what when the first time you came to this college or any college campus for a visit, wherever you've visited, what was that experience like for you, your first time on a college campus here?
What I found within Waubonsie is, like, there's a lot of resources. There's the tutoring center, and, like, obviously English is not my first language, and with essays, I've received a lot of help through them, and we have the Career Development Center. They help you with your resumes. We have counseling. We have the TRIO Student Services Program that helps students who are first-generation college students and low-income students, and there's so many different opportunities and different resources a student can take advantage of here.
You mentioned, Zarais, a minute ago, the student orientation. How important was that? You seem to have gotten a lot out of it. Talk more about the orientation process for college and what students should think about going to that.
I think the orientation kind of sets you up for the college experience because you kind of understand how competing this place is going to be. Plus, you get to see your peers in advance, and maybe you can make friends on that first day. I kind of mentioned a few minutes earlier that I met my first friend there, and that kind of started the whole flow for me. I met her. She had a job. I got that job through her. Then she was a senator. So if I hadn't attended orientation, I wouldn't know about a lot of different programs and clubs and organizations that Waubonsie offers, but also I wouldn't be in that flow of things.
So, Zarais, if you could just talk more about some of the specific things you are involved in, you have done that has made your college experience what it is.
So for clubs, I've been a part of different clubs. For me, it was an exploration process. I was a part of Spectrum, which is an LGBTQ+ organization that we have. I was a part of the Writers Club, where I wrote a poem for them, and Student Senate and Engaging Leaders Program. So I've kind of been in a lot of organizations, LU, Metcha. I attend a lot of meetings, and I've made a lot of friends through them.
So being on the Student Senate, what other like student-oriented projects you've been involved in, things that have helped the student body? What are ways you've given back?
Last year's Senate, a few senators, Claire Maloney and Emmanuel Nufili, they started the Hand in Hand Scholarship, which is basically a scholarship that is funded by the students to the students. And we also worked on the mascot project. We noticed that Waubonsie doesn't have a mascot, so we did surveys for that in all four of our campuses and collected ideas of what students want to see as Waubonsie mascot. And those were some of the projects that we worked on last year.
And I think Zarais may want to also talk about the STOLs for student organizations and supporting an idea that came from the students, perhaps?
So two of our organizations, LU and Metcha, they wanted cultural representation. And they came up with the idea of STOLs because they noticed that some other community colleges had those. And Waubonsie Student Senate, they came to us, and we kind of took that idea from them and took it to the higher ups. And now we've implemented that successfully and opened it up for everybody, all the clubs.
Sure. Good. Thanks to Mary and Zarais for joining us today in this podcast. I think that you've helped a lot of people, I believe, understand the college experience and learn things from personal experience that can be applied for people who are thinking about going to college and who are starting out, whether it be here at Waubonsie or somewhere else. So thank you both for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Waubonsie Talks. For additional information, please visit waubonsie.edu. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn to learn more about how Waubonsie Community College can help you reach your goals.